In June, teenager Javon Dawson was shot twice in the back and killed by a St. Petersburg police officer. Yesterday at school, his younger brother Keon was pulled out of class and his belongings were searched because the school received a tip that he had a gun. Keon Dawson's family and supporters are calling it another example of the St. Pete police harassing and intimidating people who witnessed his brother's shooting. At a press conference Wednesday morning at the Uhuru House in South St. Petersburg, Kobina Bantushango, who is the Southeast Regional Representative of the International Democratic People's Uhuru Movement, said that what happened to 14-year-old Keon Dawson is only the latest example of the police pressuring people who witnessed the killing of his brother Javon.
The obvious intent of this action was to intimidate Keon and any other young people who would dare to speak up against the police cover-up of the execution of Javon. The police department, the state attorney office, and representatives of the media have explained witnesses' hesitancy to make statements to the police as due to a so-called no-snitch culture. In fact, the deep rift between the law enforcement agencies and the African community is a result of the ruthless code of intimidation and hostility carried out by the police department, sheriff's department, and state attorney office against the African community.
The term the school district uses for the police officer stationed at a school is school resource officer. Keon Dawson said that the seventh grade assistant and this police officer pulled him into the hallway on Tuesday and walked him to the office of Meadowlawn Middle School. There they searched his belongings.
They had empty your pockets and they had searched my backpack, and then they asked me did I have a locker, so I had took them to my gym locker, and then they had searched the gym locker, and they was like, do you know why we asking you this stuff? I was like, no. They was like, okay, my principal, like, you can go back to class.
Keon Dawson said that even though the principal told him he could go back to class, he was stopped from doing that by Meadowlawn Middle School's police officer, Kim Hansley.
And then the police was like, hold on, I'm gonna walk you to my office if I can say why we got you for this. So I had went back to the police office with the just being the police, and then she was like, we had a tip that you have guns. And I was like, I don't have guns. And she was like trying to make me like say I had a gun, but just don't bring it to school. And she was like, please don't bring it to school. Please don't bring it to school. And I was like, she was like, she just want to protect the community. And I was like, I don't have guns. She was like, well, just please don't bring your gun to school. Don't bring your gun to school. And she was just mixing my words up.
Keon Dawson said that the St. Petersburg police officer assigned to Meadowlawn Middle School, Kim Hensley, told him, quote, I know what I have to do to survive in the black community, end quote, by having a gun. Just don't bring it to school. WMNF attempted to speak with Officer Hensley, but our request was denied. The mother of Keon and Javon Dawson, Ollie Godfrey, said that she felt that her son was harassed by the school and by the police.
I feel betrayed within the school and the police department because I send my child to school to get an education, but they're going to harass him. How can he get a fairly education behind the police is calling to school or anybody calling with false allegations and to take my child out in front of his peers like he's some criminal to harass him? And then when I get the phone call, it was like a Laffy issue, like he wasn't in trouble, he was very cooperative. Yes, I teach them to be a cooperative because I don't want them to be killed like his brother was killed. And I want them to highly respect the police, but stay away from them far as possible.
St. Petersburg Police spokesperson Bill Prophet said the police were not the source of the false claim that Keon Dawson had a gun.
Absolutely not. this tip came from someone in the community. It was communicated to us. And we vetted that information. We thought it to be reliable. And at that point, we had an obligation to communicate it to the school resource officer. And she had an obligation, in terms of public safety, to communicate it to the school administrators. And to not have done that would have been unconscionable.
WMNF requested an interview with Meadowlawn Middle School Principal Valencia Walker, but she did not return our call by deadline. Pinellas County Schools Director of Communications Andrea Zahn said that the school correctly followed policies.
Anytime one of our schools gets a tip, whether that be from a number of sources, the administrators in charge have an obligation to preserve the safety and security of campuses, so would always follow up on a tip. that typically is an administrative type of investigation. And according to board policy, if you are suspected of violating the code of student conduct, school officials can question you without first contacting your parent. You do not have a right to have your parent present or a right to an attorney when you are questioned. A copy of our code of student conduct goes home to every single household.
At the press conference, Keon Dawson wore a small laminated tag around his neck with a photograph of his late brother Javon. Their mother, Ollie Godfrey, told WMNF that the school said they will no longer allow Keon to wear the tribute to his brother.
They're going to say something about a tag that he's been wearing since his brother was killed, and he's been wearing this to school since the school opened. But now this is a big problem about him wearing this tag to school, so I guess they're going to start targeting him out against things that he wear to school, clothes, articles of clothing and stuff, and I am really outraged, and I hope it stops.
WMNF asked Keon Dawson who it was that said he could not wear the tag with a photograph of his late brother Javon.
The principal.
Had they said anything about that before?
No.
The Florida Department of Law Enforcement, or FDLE, is reviewing the shooting death of Javon Dawson following an investigation by Pinellas Pasco State Attorney Bernie McCabe in which the shooter, Officer Terrence Nemeth, was cleared. The Justice for Javon Dawson Committee said they will be in contact with the FDLE regarding their criticisms of McCabe's investigation. They would not say whether they will file a civil lawsuit for the death of Javon Dawson. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.